Thank you, Mr. Jim. And I want to say sorry about messing your name up. When he came in the door, I called him Chad. And that's because the preacher we had last month was Chad, and I had Chad on my mind, and so I messed your name up the first time. And then in the book, I didn't realize we printed it wrong on one of the pages, and I really apologize. We're glad to have Mr. Jim with us, and we're glad to have this study. Very glad that he came to present what he just said. So if you have a little booklet, I'd ask you to turn it open, not necessarily just to read word for word, but just to have the scriptures to save a little bit of time. I've got the scriptures that I want to read typed out. And you can go home and open up your Bible and check it later. Make sure, did he type the scriptures up right? So I just have it to save a little bit of time. The Bible starts off by telling us a little bit of admission. The Bible does not contain everything in it, all information that is available. It says that. The Bible says in John chapter 21, verse 25, there are also many other things that Jesus did, which if they were written one by one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that would be written. Amen. In other words, the Bible doesn't contain all information that is available. However, in spite of that, there is enough information given so that we can be saved and we can know how to please God with our lives just with the Bible alone. In Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 29, the Bible says, "The secret things belong to the Lord our God." There it is, again, the idea that there is some more information that's not recorded in the Bible. "The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but those things that are revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law." In John chapter 20, verse 30, "Truly Jesus did many other signs in the presence of His disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life in His name." Now, the issue this evening is not whether does God have some information that He has never revealed. Of course He does. The issue tonight is not, are there things we wish God would tell us? Of course there are. The question really tonight, though, that we're asking is God going to reveal to us more? Do we have enough already revealed to know how to be saved and to know how to serve God acceptably? Has enough been revealed already? And the answer to those questions is yes. Enough has been revealed. We have enough information just in the Bible to know how to be saved and how to serve God. God is never promised to reveal more than is in the Bible. And He, in fact, the scriptures say He will not reveal any more than has already been revealed in the Bible. Enough is enough. He's not going to reveal any more than we have in the scriptures. Now, the Mormon church is not the only church that believes that the Bible alone is not enough. The Islam religion, for example, believes that the Bible alone is not enough. They believe that the Bible was so corrupted through the years, it was corrupted beyond hope. And so a new revelation had to be given, and Muhammad believed that he was a prophet and God revealed some new things to him. And after he died, his followers collected his teachings and sayings and produced what they call the Holy Quran. And so they don't believe the Bible is enough. But, number two, the Pentecostal church believes the same thing. They believe in tongue speaking, and they believe that through tongue speaking, God is revealing things that aren't revealed in the scriptures, and with tongue speaking comes prophesying. And both tongue speaking and prophesying, both are saying the scriptures alone are not enough. Again, number three, the Catholic Church believes that the Bible alone is not enough. They believe that God uses the Pope to reveal new truths to His people. In fact, the office of the Pope himself is a new revelation since the Bible was written. Papal infallibility is something that's new, that's been revealed since the Bible was produced. The idea of praying to images, and there's thousands of things that the Catholic Church holds to and teaches that they say has been revealed through the Pope. Number four, the Seventh-day Adventist Church, who we're going to have our study next month with a Seventh-day Adventist preacher. And they have a woman named Ellen G. White. She claims that she was a prophetess and that God revealed to her some new things that were not written in the Bible. Number five, there's the Christian Science Church. If you know Tom Cruise, this is his church. And they believe that the Bible alone does not have enough in it. We need more than just the Bible. And so their prophetess, Mary Baker Eddy, said that God revealed to her a whole new book. And she wrote it down. And they have their own whole new book. And then number six, there are the Jehovah's Witnesses. They don't believe the Bible alone is sufficient to save man and for man to know how to serve God. They believe you have to have the pamphlets and the tracts from the Watchtower Society. And if you have just the Bible alone, you will never come out of darkness. That's according to Charles T. Russell, the founder of the Jehovah's Witnesses. And then finally, number seven, there are many people who call themselves non-denominational. They're members of just community churches or they home church or whatever. But they believe that the Bible alone is not sufficient. And I'll tell you something, homeschoolers are notorious for this. And I can say that because I have been a homeschooling dad. And I've been around a lot of homeschoolers and a lot of homeschooling groups. And these people believe God leads them. God leads them individually and personally. God led me to homeschool my kids, and God leads them to choose which curriculum to homeschool and all of this. What they're saying is, new revelation continues today, and the Bible alone is not enough. So all of these groups believe that revelation continues today. Now, one of the major differences between the Church of Christ and denominations is that we believe that the Bible is God's final revelation. And when I say final, I mean that's it. That's it. He's not going to reveal anything to anyone anymore. This is it. That's final revelation. And when I say final, I don't mean almost final. I mean final. That's it. That's all God is going to do. And in these 66 books of the Bible, this is all God's going to tell us. So He's not going to reveal to someone whether they should homeschool their children or not. He's not going to reveal to somebody whether they should enter into the ministry. He's not going to reveal to somebody whether or not they should marry this person or that person or that. Because God is not in the revealing business anymore. He has revealed His entire will in the pages of Scripture, the Bible. Now, when I say that, I'm talking about special revelation. I'm not talking about just general revelation. Okay? The Bible says in Psalm chapter 19, verse 1 and 2, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows forth His handiwork. Day unto day utters speech, and night unto night reveals knowledge. What that's saying is the creation itself reveals some things about the Creator. In other words, you can look at creation and you can tell there is a Creator behind this. It didn't just happen. And this Creator is infinitely powerful and infinitely wise, and He's good. You can tell these things just from the creation. But there's a limit as to how much you can learn from creation. And we need more than just the creation to know, what's God expecting out of me? What's He want me to do? How does He want to be served and worshiped? In order to know these things, we have to have special revelation where God has to reveal to us what we're supposed to know and do to please Him. Now, I'm going to give six reasons tonight why special revelation should be considered ceased. Why we should no longer believe that God reveals anything more than has already been revealed in the 66 books of the Scriptures. All right? Reason number one. I believe that special revelation should be considered ceased because Jesus told the apostles He was going to send them the Holy Spirit who would guide them into all truth. All truth. Notice now,
in John chapter 14, verse 26. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you. That's the apostles. If you don't believe that, you go home and you read John chapter 14 very carefully and see who is Jesus talking to. Is he talking to all people or is he talking to his apostles? He's talking to his apostles. He will guide you or teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things I said to you. This is the apostles in chapter 16, verse 12. I still have many things to say to you. That's the apostles. But you cannot bear them now. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you. That's the apostles. He'll guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. Now, there's a couple of things that I notice here. First of all, when Jesus said this, revelation was not complete at that time. But number two, I see that all revelation would become complete. All truth would be revealed during the lifetime of those apostles. And it was. And so that's why revelation should be considered ceased. Right. Reason number two, special revelation ceased because the apostles specifically said all truth was revealed to them. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, the Bible says, as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us to glory and virtue. What did he say? Peter is saying what Jesus promised came true. The Holy Spirit did guide us into all truth. Now, look at Acts chapter 20, verse 26. Therefore, this is Paul speaking, I testify to you this day that I am innocent of the blood of all men. For I have not shunned to declare to you the whole counsel of God. Paul said, I declared the whole counsel of God. Now, he declared the whole counsel. There's nothing left to declare. That's the whole counsel of God. Now, other men couldn't say that in previous generations. Moses couldn't say that he had declared the whole counsel of God, because he said in Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 15 through 18, he said, God is going to send you a prophet like me, and he will declare to you the words of God, and you shall listen to him. So Moses didn't declare the whole counsel of God. Isaiah knew in his day the whole counsel of God had not been revealed or preached, because he said in Isaiah chapter 42, verses 1 and 2, he said that the Messiah is coming and the coastlands will wait for his law. Oh, and Malachi knew that the whole counsel of God had not been declared in his day, because he said in Malachi chapter 3 and verse 1, the Lord is going to send a prophet, a forerunner of the Messiah. And this forerunner would come and prepare the way for the Messiah, who would bring a new covenant. And all of these passages say the Old Testament realized it was incomplete revelation. The Old Testament knew that it was only temporary and preparatory. But the New Testament is final. The New Testament has the whole counsel of God revealed. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, the Bible says, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction, for righteousness. Listen, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. Now, there's three expressions I want you to focus on there. That the man of the Scriptures make the man of God complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. And so the Scriptures of the Bible are not lacking. We have nothing more that we need to live scriptural, faithful life than what has been revealed in the Scriptures, the Bible. Right. Now, reason number three, special revelation should be considered ceased because the Bible says that God revealed His will once for all. Once for all. Notice in Jude verse 3, beloved, while I was very diligent to write to you concerning our common salvation, I found it necessary to write to you, exhorting you to contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints. You see that? Those three words, once for all. That's being translated from a Greek word, hapax. This word, hapax, means a single time. Once, one time. Now, I want to show you another scripture that uses this word, hapax. And I want you to see how it's used and what it means. In Hebrews chapter 9, verse 26, Jesus then would have had to suffer often since the foundation of the world. But now, once, there's hapax, once at the end of the ages, He has appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of Himself. And as it is appointed for men to die once, and then after this the judgment, so Christ was offered once to bear the sins of many. You know what this is saying? The word hapax, once, then it means that Jesus came and died on the cross only one time, and He will never, ever do that again. He did it once, and that's it. When men die, they will die physically once, and that's it, and it will never happen again. And this same word, once, is the word that's being used in Jude verse 3 when it says that the Lord delivered the faith once. That means one time, and it will never happen again. Look again at Jude verse 3. It says, contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints. Now what is the faith? The faith means the teachings of Jesus Christ and His apostles. I know that because in Galatians chapter 1, verse 23, the Bible says, He who formerly persecuted us now teaches the faith which he once tried to destroy. Paul is now teaching the faith that he used to try to destroy. That's a reference to the teachings of Jesus and his apostles. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, the Bible says, the Spirit expressly says that in latter times, some shall depart from the faith. In other words, there are going to be people who will depart from the teachings of the Lord Jesus Christ and his apostles. Now, the Bible says this faith, the faith, was delivered once for all time. And remember, the same word once is the same word describing Jesus' death on the cross. And so if we need the faith to be revealed again, then maybe Jesus is going to have to come and die on the cross again. Because the same word describes both. But Jesus is not going to die again. He did it once. And the faith is not going to be revealed again and again and again because it was delivered once. Once for all time. All right, reason number 4. Special revelation should be considered ceased because the written revelation of God's will is divinely protected from loss. The Bible says in Psalm 119, verse 152, concerning your testimony, I have known of old, you have founded them forever. In Isaiah 40, verse 8, the word of our God stands forever. Matthew chapter 24, verse 35, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. And in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 25, the word of the Lord endures forever. Now, there have been times, it is true, men have tried to destroy the word of God. They piled up Bibles in the street and burned them. They would chain the Bible to the pulpit and not allow common men to have access to the Bible. Men who tried to translate the Bible were thrown into prison because they translated and put it in the hands of common men. And yet, in spite of all of those efforts to destroy the Word of God, really, the Word of God was never completely destroyed. Jesus and His Father have kept the promise. They protected the Word from loss. All right, that brings up point number 5. Special divine revelation has ceased because the written revelation of God's will is divinely protected from corruption. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23, this, having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible seed, through the Word of God which lives and abides forever. Because all flesh is as grass, and the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withers and the flower falls away. But the word of the Lord endures forever. And this is the word which by the gospel was preached to you. Look at verse 23. It says the word of God is incorruptible. That means God's going to protect it from corruption. Then verse 23 says, the Word of God lives and abides forever. The Word of God is living and relevant. It's just as relevant today as the headlines of Fox News. It's not old and out of date. It is relevant. It's living. And verse 25 says, the Word of the Lord endures forever. The Scriptures are being compared to things that perish like flowers and grass. They will perish, but not the Word of the Lord. It will not perish. And then verse 25 says, now this is the Word which by the Gospel is preached to you. In other words, the very words that Peter was writing and the words of the Apostle, those are the words that Peter's talking about when he says the Word of the Lord endures forever. And since the Word of God is divinely protected from loss and corruption, it's not going to be needed to be revealed again and again. This brings up our last reason now. Reason number six. Special revelation has ceased because the apostles specifically taught that prophecies would fail. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 8, love never fails. But whether there are prophecies, they will fail. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect has come, that which is in part shall be done away. Excuse me. When I was a child, I spoke as a child, understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know just as I also am known. And now abide faith, hope, love, these three. But the greatest of these is love. Right, let's notice each one of these verses in depth briefly. There are three gifts mentioned. Prophecy, tongues, and knowledge. These are miraculous powers. The whole list of miraculous abilities is given in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 8 through 10. But these three are representative of all of the spiritual powers that Christians had in those days. Now, prophecy was the ability to reveal new things. That's what we're talking about tonight. And the Bible says, this would fail. It would fail. Alright. Now, he said tongues. He's talking about tongues. And tongues refers to human language. The ability to speak in a language that you've never studied before. I know it's a human language because when I compare Acts chapter 2 verse 11 with Acts chapter 2 verse 8, I see that tongues were human languages. They're not some angelic gibberish going on that no one can understand. But human language. Now, these tongues would cease. Alright? And then he says, knowledge will vanish away. Now, this is not ordinary knowledge, but it's miraculous knowledge. The ability to know something without studying, without investigation, without being informed. You just know it. This was a miraculous ability. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 10, verse 19, when they deliver you up, do not worry about how or what you should speak, for it will be given you in that hour what you shall speak. For it is not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father who speaks in you. This miraculous knowledge was going to vanish away. Okay? Now, I put fail and vanish away on this side of the line. And I put cease over here on this side of the line because these two expressions right here are being translated from the same Greek word. Fail and vanish away. And it doesn't look like that in the English language, but in the original Greek, that's the same word. This is the passive form, of katargeo. Okay. Now, cease is from a different Greek word. It's being translated from the middle voice of the verb pao. Pao. Now let me explain what this means. The middle voice means you do something yourself. You do it yourself. Okay? Now what this means is tongues are going to stop themselves. They're going to stop themselves because they achieved the goal that they were striving for. Let me illustrate. When the Olympic runner gets to the end, what's he do? He stops running. Who stopped him? He stops himself. Why did he stop himself? Because he reached the finish line. He reached what he was striving for. Tongues are going to cease. They're going to stop themselves, middle voice. Why? Because they reached the goal that they were striving for. Now, let me show you another passage where this same word is used to illustrate. In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 1. For the law, having a shadow of good things to come and not the very image of those things, can never with these same sacrifices which they offer continually, year by year, make those who approach perfect. For then would they not have ceased to be offered? It's the same word, palpable. In other words, think about this. If animal sacrifices could have reached their goal, they would have stopped themselves. What was the goal they were striving for? Forgiveness of sins. And if they could have reached that goal, they would have stopped themselves. But they couldn't reach that goal. That's why they had to be offered continually, year by year. Because they never could reach the goal of forgiveness. However, tongues would cease. They would stop themselves because they reached the goal that they were striving for. Now, on the other hand, prophecies would fail and miraculous knowledge would vanish away. That's the passive voice of katargeo, which means it's going to be done to them. They are going to be stopped because they're going to be replaced with something else. Now think about those animal sacrifices again. They could not cease. They couldn't stop themselves because they never could reach the goal they were striving for. And so something's going to happen to those animal sacrifices. They're going to be stopped and replaced with something. What's going to replace animal sacrifice? The perfect blood of Jesus Christ. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 12. Now let's summarize what verse 8 is saying. Verse 8 is saying that tongues will simply stop themselves. They're not going to be replaced with anything. Because they reached the goal they were striving. What was their goal? What was their purpose? To convince men that the apostles and prophets who were speaking in the tongue were true spokesmen of heaven. And once that was proven, and once that point was made, they reached their goal, and they're just going to cease, stop themselves because they reached their goal. However, prophecies and miraculous knowledge will be stopped because they're going to be replaced with something else. What's going to replace prophesying and miraculous knowledge? Well, let's go on. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 9. For we know in part, there's that miraculous knowledge. We know in part and we prophesy in part. Now you see, the Apostle Paul knew part of God's will, but not all of it. Matthew knew part. Mark, Luke, John, Peter, Jane, Jude. Each one of these men knew part of the will of God, but not one knew all of it. And little by little, God was revealing to these apostles and prophets His all truth. And they were writing it down, and the Bible was progressing toward completion. Now look at verse 10. But when that which is perfect has come, then that which is in part shall be done away. That which is perfect. It's being translated from the word totelion. Telion or teleos is the word being translated perfect. And it's not a reference to Jesus coming again. Did you know this word is never used in reference to Jesus coming again? Let me show you what it means. It means complete or mature. In Matthew chapter 5 and verse 48, therefore you shall be perfect, teleios. In other words, you shall be complete, mature, just as your Father in heaven is perfect. Matthew 19 verse 21, Jesus said to the rich young ruler, if you will be perfect, teleios. That's the same Greek word as being translated perfect in 1 Corinthians 10, 13 verse 10. If you will be perfect, go and sell all that you have. If you will be complete, sell what you have, give to the poor. 1 Corinthians 14, 20. Brethren, do not be children in understanding. However, in malice be baked, but in understanding be mature. Teleios. Right? James 1, 25. He who looks into the perfect law of liberty. There is the law of liberty. It's perfect. It's complete. Okay? Now, when that which is perfect refers to that which is complete. Now, remember in verse 9, Paul said, we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But there is something that is complete, that's coming, that's going to replace
this partial knowledge that we have and this prophesying.
In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 31, Paul said, I'm going to show you a more excellent way. He didn't say, I'm going to show you a more excellent person. He said, I'm going to show you a more excellent way. Well, what could be more excellent than incomplete revelation with miraculous powers? What could be better than that?
What's better than that is completed revelation with love, faith, and hope continuing. Okay? Now, let's go on right quick, verse 11.
When I was a child, I spoke as a child, I thought as understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away terror, devil, same word. I put away childish things.
Miracles are being compared to childish things that are going to be put away.
In verse 12, he says, now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Mirrors in those days were made out of metal. And as the metal was being polished, when it first started being polished, you couldn't see too clearly. But the more it was polished, the clearer and clearer men were seeing themselves. And the Bible is compared to a mirror in James chapter 1. And as the mirror was becoming more and more polished, men were being able to see the will of God just as clearly as they could see themselves in a mirror that had been finished. And finally, I'll just simply conclude by saying this. Since God has given us all truth, the apostles confirmed all truth was given. It was done once for all time. It was protected from loss. It was protected from corruption. And the apostles said, it will fail and vanish away because of this. Miracles have ceased. And any book that claims to have come from God since the days the Bible was written is simply not true. God is not revealing anything else to anybody. He is not in the revealing business anymore. Thank you.